This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for October 19. Today's Bible verse is for the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verse 14b. It says there, "For those whose senses have been trained to distinguish between good and evil." End of quote. Our nation and the whole world is divided than ever before in history. In such dividing ideologies, how do we get strong convictions? You see, without convictions, we will be a group of people tossing around with different opinions and ideas. Strong convictions are the characteristics of people based on the familiarity with the truth. You see, many people believe there is no absolute truth. Because of the absence of the awareness of truth, they side with and make decisions with the majority's opinions or ideas. No wonder there is an absence of convictions in these days. The awareness of truth is the source of strong convictions. Truths are not embodied in suggestions or mere opinions. It displays in unshakable convictions. Until we have steady knowledge of the truth, we will not hear or experience strong convictions. Those who have strong convictions based on the knowledge of the truth are those who make things happen. They are the ones who change the world for the better. As we discussed, the knowledge of the truth is the basis of strong convictions that lead to the right moral decisions and changes. Such people are the paradigm shifters for good amid bad and evil incidents. In a culture of relativism and political correctness, how do we come across the absolute truth? Jesus said, "You will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free," John 8:32. For many people, the truth has not set them free as of yet. How do I know the truth? How do we distinguish truth from falsehood? How do we distinguish good and evil? How do we know what a person speaks is true or not? There are absolute truths. You and I must see the truth to experience true freedom and distinguish good and evil. You see, truth is not merely heard or repeated sayings. Truth is not merely a few ideas handed down to us through generations. We will know the truth only from the Creator who created us. That is the source of truth. God who created us gave us the truth of it all in the pages of the Bible. The Bible is the honors manual that reveals all the truth about life and the future. You see, when we buy a toy for our children or table for our office, the owner who created it gives us a manual to read and understand the truth about how to fix it, and also it provides troubleshooting methods. Only the creator of that item knows the truth about his creation. By reading the owner's manual, we get convictions. The same is with God, who is the creator of all. To distinguish good from evil, to know the truth from falsehood, to know the original from duplicates, we need God's book that he gave to us for our daily life. It is called the Scripture, the Bible. In the Bible, there is a claim, and it is in 2 Timothy 3:16. It says, "All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness," end of quote. Jesus said in his intercessory prayer to the Father in heaven, and it is recorded in John 17:17, he said, "Sanctify them in the truth," end of quote. In other words, separate them by knowing or feeling your truth. Then he said, how we know the truth? He said, "Your word is truth." You see, your, that means God's word, the Scripture, the Bible, is the truth. As we get to know the Scripture, the Bible, we will have a strong conviction developing from the truth's affirmation. We will learn how to distinguish between truth and false. We will understand who tells the truth and who says things based on falsehood. God's eternal principles, everlasting principles, revealed in the pages of the Bible, is the body of truth. Without knowledge of those truths, we will never have convictions. We will have opinions. However, such thoughts and opinions are like waves of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. The result would be double-mindedness and instability. One more point before I close today. Apostle John said this about Jesus in Gospel of John 1:14. He wrote, "The Word became flesh," regarding Jesus. And he said, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." If you and I want to know the truth, in addition to get familiarity with the Bible, take a look at Jesus Christ by reading the four Gospels in the New Testament section of the Bible. Jesus was not only full of grace, but also full of truth. The more you know Jesus personally, you will see the truth. You will know the truth, which would result in unshakable convictions. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, fill in me the truth about you, life here on this earth and future. I understand your word, the Bible, is true. Help me to read and train myself in it. I also know that Jesus is full of grace and truth. I want to know Jesus intimately. I believe Jesus died, buried, and rose again to save me from all of my sins and wrongdoings. I know, God, you sent Jesus for my sake to this earth. I accept him as my Savior and Lord. Please forgive my sins and save me now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you.